Thank you very much, Minister Grant, and thank you for doing all the honours at the beginning and welcoming everybody. Thank you very much, SD, for doing exactly the same. I'm not going to repeat that because nobody came here to listen to protocol lists. You all came here to celebrate the highest end of quality of the system of education in South Africa. We're all justifiably proud, and I'm going to just be adding a few words to the words that have been spoken by the SGE and by Minister Gronk. And for eerstens, jullie allemaal baie hartelijk verwelkom. As ek so nou gou deur die prestasielys kyk, en ek het nie vooraf dit gesien nie, ek het geen invloed hoegenaamd daarin gehad nie, maar soos ek dit nou deurtrek, baie gou sien ek, ek moes eintlik hier baie meer Afrikaans gepraat het. So baie geluk aan julle allemaal. U sal maar allemaal verstaan dat, omdat ek wil graag hê allemaal moet verstaan wat ek vandag hier sê, sal u my vergewe dat ek nie al Engels vandag praat, so that all of the parents and all of the visitors can understand what for most of us here is our second language, which is English. So I hope you will forgive me for doing that, but I just also want to say Namkele Gile Nonke, because there are lots of people here today who have shown quite exceptional achievement across all cultural, language, race and class barriers, and we're here to celebrate that magnificent achievement of you all. Last week this time we were celebrating the matric pass rate, and we were celebrating primarily quantity, the quantity of passes that we had achieved. We were celebrating the fact that we had arrested years of steady decline and turned it around in a credible way, and that was very important. Today we celebrate the very high end of quality, and that's what we're here to do. And of course we celebrate both. We celebrate both consistently. Because while we're increasingly achieving the quantity aspect of what the system should do, we have a lot of work still to do in achieving the quality aspect of what we set out to do. Although the great thing, as you just heard from the Minister, is that we succeeded in improving both this year. And despite all the hype that is associated with matric, and in many ways so it should be, and this is by far my favourite event of the entire year, and it always gets the year off to a really good start, we must remember that the real mark of success of an education system is getting universal access in grade 1 and now grade R as our system expands, but then retaining young people in our system to the very highest level of attainment that matches their potential and ensuring a successful exit of students who are literate, numerate and socialized. That is the real test of our system. Because you often hear me talking about an opportunity society for all, and there is no single more important thing that a government has to do in creating an opportunity society than getting its public education system right. That is the single most important thing we have to do, together with creating a policy environment for economic growth. And if we get economic growth right as a country, and if we get education right, we will succeed as a democracy. And that is why I put such an enormous emphasis on the Department of Education and on the work they do. And on that note, may I say that 10 years ago, I myself had the profound privilege of serving this province as the MEC for Education. And it is wonderful all of these years later to come back and to see so many familiar faces. I see the directors in front of me. I know personally every single one of you. You haven't aged, I have. It must be easier to do your job than my job. That's all I can say. But it's fabulous to see this level, SGE Minister, of consistency and stability in our system. Because that is the backbone, the underpinning. And you are the reason that we're able to make progress. Politicians come and go, as is right in a democracy, but our best officials must remain. in a politically non-aligned public service that serves genuinely all of the people. And that is our understanding and our vision, and without you we can't do what we do. And so we have a lot to celebrate on this day of brilliant sunshine in our province. Minister Grant rightly said that we need more emphasis on the absolute number of children succeeding at every level in our school system. And we need much more focus on the absolute numbers of children succeeding than we do on the percentage pass rate. Now all the clever young men and women here today will understand, much more than many others, what the person meant when he said there are lies, damned lies and statistics. And I think he was particularly referring to percentages, because percentages can often disguise more than they reveal. So for example, if you start off a lower base, that is if you keep your total number of children writing the examination lower, you can achieve a higher percentage pass rate. But the only thing you've done is fooled yourself. Because what happens to the other children that dropped out along the way? And so our overall mark of a successful system is to take children in universal access in grade one and keep them in the system for as long as possible till they attain their highest level of achievement commensurate with their full potential, rather than being seen merely as a statistic. And we have a lot of work to do, and I would rather get more children through successfully than chase percentages. And so you will see us more and more in this province setting absolute numbers against our previous best and measuring ourselves against achieving those numbers in the interest of all of our children. And that is what we will do. Another important point the Minister alluded to was the very small number of marks that make the difference between passing and failing. There are thousands of children who fail by a couple of marks. And I'm sure many of them are very upset that they spent that extra day going to the beach or that extra evening jollying that might well have made the difference between failing and passing. And that is the message that I'd like to use this platform, where we're celebrating the very top end of achievement, to emphasize. That a few marks can make all the difference as to whether you open a door or whether you close it. But we're determined that children who failed by a few marks should not have closed the door on their futures, and we're trying to contact all of them to encourage them to write the supplementary examinations, so that they can achieve the pass that they would have with a few more days of effort and commitment. And as I say that there are just a tiny number of marks that often separate passing and failing, so it is at the very top end of the spectrum. Even the top 200 are often separated only by a couple of marks or a fraction of a percent. And so this is all a ranking list that in the end separates the very, very cream of the crop and excludes some who but for a headache or a different context in a specific moment would also have been here. That doesn't detract from anybody's extraordinary achievement, but it is worthwhile remembering that even amongst the very top 200 there is very little difference in performance and achievement. And I have very little doubt that once the supplementaries are written, we will achieve our 36,000 pass targets in absolute numbers. And we will continue setting stretch targets, because if you don't aim high, you achieve low. Now I want to say to all of the students who've done so remarkably well, almost incomprehensibly well today, because in my day you did damn well if you got one distinction. I don't know if that's a reflection of the new generation getting more intelligent, a bit of genetic modification, or if it's a sign of your teachers working harder. It's certainly not a sign of the exams getting easier, because I fix my matric exam papers and I compare them from time to time, and your exams are a lot more difficult than the ones we wrote and felt very proud of when we got one distinction here or there. But let me say that your success is very largely attributable to your own personal efforts. No one can do this well without an enormous effort. But let's also remember that you must attribute your extraordinary achievements to a lot more as well. In most instances, to an excellent school. Not all, in most instances, to an excellent school. One that is not lacking in resources. In almost all instances, you will find that students who do well had outstanding, dedicated teachers. Teachers who really take it personally to ensure that their students do as well as they can and fulfill their potential. And of course, parents, at least one parent, who really cares about you and is prepared to make sacrifices to support you. Now on that note, I wish to pause to make 2 points. Firstly, about teachers. There is no more important profession in South Africa than being a teacher. Not anyone that I can think of. It is the most noble profession and the most important. And I really do hope that some of our very top students will make education their career, because it is a very deserving career of your talents and exceptional abilities. There has been some debate in the country, as you will know, about how it is possible that the percentage pass rate jumps so much in a year of a prolonged teacher strike and the prolonged mid-year holiday to accommodate the World Cup. And some commentators have attributed it to the unquantifiable factor that we discovered during the World Cup called FIERS. They say the FIERS spilled over into the matric examinations and producing improved results. Now let me say that I don't believe that for a single moment. I think that is an unsubstantiated deduction, and the reason that I'm very worried about that deduction is simply this. It implies that excellent teachers in the classroom for 200 days a year don't matter as much as FIERS. And that is completely untrue. Dedicated teachers who are there, present, punctual and prepared, committed to teach and taking their students' results personally, are perhaps the most important variable that exists in education. And no football FIERS can supplant or substitute for that. And also the notion that missing a lot of time doesn't matter is entirely wrong, because time spent focused on a task at hand is the other variable that is so critical in education. So let's not get misled by the FIERS, and let's focus on the fundamental things, because the better you do, ironically, the more FIERS there is to celebrate. And also I want to say a few words about parents, if I may. Very few young people can succeed in life, some do, but very few can, without parents who really care about them and make committed sacrifices for them. In fact, when I think about what makes society progress, I think the most fundamental factor is parents who really love their children and do whatever they can to enable their children to succeed, and children who really care about their parents and at heart don't want to let their parents down, and believe initially that they are doing things for their parents, but eventually find that they are actually doing those things for themselves and opening doors for themselves in life. And that is the motor of social progress, the most important basic one. And so if you will permit me a personal note for a moment, unlike my cabinet, which comprises mostly men, I'm delighted to say that my office comprises mostly women. And that the SG, in fact, of education is a woman. But the important thing is that when women arrive at work, there's this unspoken network of support, especially when our children are going through difficult times. And I think it applies in no instance more than when our children are writing exams. I probably worry the most. But the truth is that we all worry together for each other. And as they say, a worry shared is a worry halved. But I've also found that it is an impact that doubles. You know, when my kids are writing exams, I worry much more than they do. And when they pass, I say, well, you see, now worrying works. And then I'll go ahead and worry about the next thing. But I'm delighted to say that this year, my chief of staff in the Premier's office had her son writing a trick. She was extremely cool, but the rest of us did enough worrying to make up for her. And I'm delighted to see her and her son here today, and it gives me a particular pleasure to welcome them and to say how well they've done together with all the other extraordinary people. It was a great surprise when I came back this morning. She was functioning back into Leavenhof to see her in the driveway. And so I thought, great, all that worrying worked, as well as a little bit of effort from her son and from his teachers and from a range of other people. So to all the parents who spend their time worrying, you made a great contribution. No one needs a neurotic parent. Believe me, no one needs a neurotic parent. But a caring one is indispensable. And none of us who really care about our children can help worrying about them when they're facing stress. We worry about them far more, in fact, than we worry about ourselves. So here, united in this great effort, under the exceptional leadership of Mr. Brian Schroeder, who has been driving this effort since I was at NEC, let's remember the very fundamental lesson: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And I want to say to all the young children here today, perhaps you have benefited from these factors even more than children of such high intelligence realize themselves. God bless you all, and good luck to the year.